News from the American Soybean Association, the farm and trade policy advocate for U.S. soybean farmers. I'm Cassandra Langley. Today you can listen to comments from ASA Executive Committee member Richard Wilkins, who talks about some of the European Union regulations that have affected their import of U.S. soybeans. Wilkins recently participated in an EU-U.S. regulatory forum.
The goal was to bring together stakeholders from both sides of the Atlantic Ocean to talk about their views and goals to be able to reach a higher level of cooperation as it corresponds with regulatory requirements. And especially important at this time with the talks having already begun on the TTIP or the Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement partnership.
Wilkins outlined the downward trend of U.S. soybean exports to the EU over the past 15 years, and what the American Soybean Association believes has contributed to this trend.
In 1997, we were exporting 10.3 million tons of soybeans and soy products to the EU, but by 2012, that volume had fallen by over 81% down to 1.9 million tons. We believe that fluctuation in currency values has been part of that, but we think that the most important cause has been the EU's requirements that any food products derived from agricultural biotechnology must be labeled as such.
What is the American Soybean Association doing to reverse the trend and increase U.S. exports to the European Union?
We're certainly continuing to provide the EU with the information and scientific evidence that shows that biotech foods are safe and that they are at least equivalent, if not higher, in nutritional aspects than non-biotech counterparts are. We also continue to, as it refers to sustainability and the European's Renewable Energy Directive, we're providing them with the proper documentation as to the aspects of the carbon footprint of United States soybean production.
This report is brought to you by the American Soybean Association. I'm Cassandra Langley in St. Louis.